Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we'll visit Penn Station, get a care package, get a haircut, hear some songs from a Cole Porter musical, and celebrate the birthday of William Enos. Last week, on November 27th, way back in 1910, the largest railway station in the world opened. Pennsylvania Station, more fondly known as Penn Station, covered 28 acres in the middle of Manhattan. Countless people passed through its grandiose concourse to board trains, and it remained a famous New York skyscraper until October 28, 1963, when it was demolished to make way for a new Madison Square Garden. But Penn Station is to be resurrected. It will be on 33rd instead of 34th Street, but the plans to turn the James A. Farley U.S. Post Office building across the street from the original Penn Station into a new Pennsylvania station in the style of its predecessor in a $484 million project. So here to commemorate Penn Station are some rapidly rotating records by some Penn groups, beginning with Weinegar's Penn Boys. Thank you.
got that thing, you've got that thing, that thing that makes birds forget to sing. Yes, you've got that thing, that certain thing. You've got that charm, that subtle charm, that makes young farmers desert the farm. 'Cause you've got that thing, that certain thing.
You've got what Adam craved when he with love for Eve was tortured. She only had an apple tree, but you've got an orchard.
You've got those ways, those taking ways, that makes me rush off to Cartier's for a wedding ring. You've got that thing.
Romeo, dressed to kill, how they thrill just to hear him speak. And there's a million more like this collegiate chic. He wears a whoopee hat, goodness knows, he don't use garters on his hose. Ain't he the ladies' man, collegiate Sam? He's got a Dunhill pipe, fancy vest, perfect type for old Glotest. Ain't he the ladies' man, collegiate Sam? And though he couldn't pass a French or Greek exam, what he could do to any chic exam. I've heard it said on good authority, he'd wreck a whole sorority.
Ooh!
That red-hot ladies' man, collegiate Sam. He's everything collegiate. He walks and talks collegiate. He eats and sleeps collegiate. Collegiate through and through. His ties are all collegiate. His shoes are all collegiate. His clothes are all collegiate. Collegiate through and through. His raccoon coat,
it is a bluff.
They threw it out, 'cause it had pups. He finds them in collegiate. He loves them in collegiate. He leaves them in collegiate. Collegiate through and through. Boola boola, pasta fazula. He's no foola, gondolier.
Thank you.
Teddy Joyce and his Penn State Recorders, and that red hot ladies man, Collegiate Sam, music by J. Fred Coots, words by Benny Davis from a Diva 78 recorded September 11th, 1929. Teddy Joyce was preceded by Tommy Bonn and his Penn Sirens Orchestra with an unnamed vocal trio on You've Got That Thing, recorded February 4th, 1930. Leader Tommy Bonn played alto sax in the band. And we began this Penn set of songs with Weiniger's Penn Boys and Since My Best Girl Turned Me Down, written by the duo of Howdy Quicksell and Ray Ludwig. Frank Weiniger was an architectural student at the University of Pennsylvania, where he formed a college dance band in 1922. In 1924, they played the Arcadia Ballroom as the Preppy Collegians. Frank Weiniger fronted bands into the 1930s and for a time was heard on the CBS radio network. Since My Best Girl Turned Me Down was recorded on January 25th, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, on November 27th in 1945, CARE was founded by 22 American private voluntary organizations to distribute surplus military rations to the poor of post-World War II Europe. CARE stands for Cooperative for American Relief Everywhere. The original CARE package consisted of rations which would feed 10 people for one day or one person for 10 days, and a person in the U.S. could arrange to send a CARE package overseas for $10. Eventually, CARE operations spread worldwide, and CARE started to create packages of its own, which included items such as clothing, school supplies, and medicine. The package program was phased out in the 1960s, and CARE is now involved in a wide variety of relief and self-help activities, and has grown into the largest non-sectarian, non-profit, private development and relief organization in the world, with almost 7,000 employees. So here are some rapidly rotating records about caring, beginning with Dick Powell.
Thank you. TV. Somebody said, ah, well, how do you do? Somebody said, gee, but she's sure a wonderful baby. What beautiful eyes and hair and lips, too good to be true. Somebody said, well, 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 she's a little bit silly. Somebody said, sure, nothing up in her head. But when they rave, I go tee, cause I know she's in love with me. So what do I care what somebody says?
Some songs about caring to commemorate the founding of CARE on November 27, 1945. We began with Dick Powell, backed by Charlie Davis and his orchestra in 1928, and Suppose Nobody Cared. Then it was Annette Henshaw, the 20s sweetheart, in April of 1927, and What Do I Care? And we just heard Jeffrey Goodhart and his orchestra in August of 1925 and Sing Your Cares Away, written by Carson Robison and somebody named Keats. Jeffrey Goodhart's was one of three resident orchestras at London's Piccadilly Hotel in 1925, the other two being those of Jack Hilton and Don Parker. Goodhart's band worked at the hotel from January to October of 1925. From there, the band was heard on BBC radio, and then Goodhart moved into film studio work, musical directing 1934's Death at Broadcasting House. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Have a request or a comment about the show? We love to get email, and you can send it to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or old-fashioned cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, November 29th, in 1825, Rossini's Barber of Seville was presented in New York City, and it was the first Italian opera to be presented in the United States. Rossini's comic opera was originally titled Almaviva, and the entire work was composed in somewhere between 13 and 21 days. So here to commemorate the Barber of Seville are some rapidly rotating records about hair, beginning with Billy Murray and Ada Jones.
Baby, look here, look here, look here.
What is it, dear? What is it, dear?
Ain't you glad you got a babe like me that takes you out upon a jubilee?
Baby, look here, look here, look here.
What is it, dear? What is it, dear?
You won my heart that old when you brought me to the barber's board. Tunes from every city at the barber's ball.
Gals are gay and pretty at the barber's ball.
Tough coon.
Rough coon.
Get 12 coon.
Waltz is too stiff.
Ragtime tune.
They ain't going to be any sleep at all.
They ain't going to be any early call.
Until the stars are gone.
Until the break of dawn. We're going to dance at the barber's ball.
What is it, dear? What is it, dear?
Ain't you glad you got a gal like me that buzzes round you like a bumblebee?
So baby, look a yeah, look a yeah, look a yeah.
But what is it, dear? What is it, dear?
There's coons both old and young that the little bumblebees have sung.
Coons from every city at the barber's ball.
Gals again pretty at the barber's ball.
Tough coon.
Rough coon.
Get swell coon.
Waltz is too stiff.
Ragtime tune.
They ain't a going to be any sleep at all.
They ain't a going to be any early call.
Until the stars are gone.
Until the break of dawn.
We're going to dance at the barber's ball. Coon from every city at the barber's ball. Gals again pretty at the barber's ball. Tough coon, rough coon, dead swell coon. Waltz is too stiff, ragtime tune. There ain't gonna be any sleep at all. There ain't gonna be any early call. Until the stars are gone, until the break of dawn, we're gonna dance at the barber's ball.
My golden dreams, I'm a kid again, it seems, living in the days that used to be. Gazing at a smiling face, tell me who can take her place, She's the one who really cares for me. Silver hair and heart of gold, what a treasure to behold. Silver hair and heart of gold. Never realized that she meant the whole world to me. Silver hair and heart of gold. Traveled east and traveled west, no more will I roam. Now I know the place that's best, it's happy home, sweet home. Now that she is growing old, my two arms just long to hold. Silver hair and heart of gold. Silver hair and heart of gold, what a treasure to behold. Silver hair and heart of gold. Never realized that she meant the whole world to me. Silver hair and heart of gold. Traveled east and traveled west, no more will I roam. Now I know the place that's best, it's happy home, sweet home. Now that she is growing old, my two arms just long to hold. Silver hair and heart.
My baby's made for me. Guess why she's made for me. My baby has got red hair and freckles. She's got those big blue eyes, but this is what I prize. My baby has got red hair and freckles. Never ran around with any brunette. No, never as yet. And don't know a blonde I could be fond of. I've got a one-track mind. I may be colorblind, but I'm crazy about red hair and freckles.
Yeah.
Some rapidly rotating records to commemorate the U.S. premiere of Rossini's Barber of Seville in New York on November 29, 1825. We just heard Philip Lewis and his dance band, August 22, 1929, and Red Hair and Freckles. Philip Lewis was preceded by Turner Layton and Clarence Johnstone and Silver Hair and Heart of Gold from October of 1932. And we began with Billy Murray and Ada Jones from way back in 1910 and Belle of the Barber's Ball. Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon and streaming online on demand at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week on November 29th in 1932, the Cole Porter musical The Gay Divorce opened in New York City. Fred Astaire starred in the stage version, which featured the classic Night and Day. Astaire, along with Ginger Rogers, also starred in the 1934 film version, the title of which was changed to The Gay Divorcee, to appease the censors who reasoned that no divorce could be portrayed as a happy one. Only one song was carried over from the stage show, Porter's hit Night and Day. So here's a set of songs from The Gay Divorce and The Gay Divorcee.
Beautiful music, dangerous rhythm. While you're dancing, you sing while you're dancing. You'll find before the dance is through that you're in love with her and she's in love with you. You'll find while you're dancing that there's a rhythm in your heart and soul, shared rhythm that you can't control. You will do the continental all the time. Thank you.
you. When things go wrong, if you're glum, just hum and some good luck will come along. Don't let it bother you if now and then you may stumble. Never grumble, count from one to ten. A frown is a smile upside down, so turn that frown upside down and smile and sing. Don't let it bother you if skies are gray. Learn to grin, take it on the chin, everything will be okay.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating you, 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 night and day. You are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day, day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, night and day, under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night. night and day.
From the 1934 film The Gay Divorcee, Fred Astaire with Leo Reisman and his orchestra and Cole Porter's Night and Day. That was preceded by Joe Reichman with his orchestra and Mildred Monson performing vocally on Don't Let It Bother You, recorded August 28, 1934. And we began with Django Reinhardt and the Quintet of the Hot Club of France and the Continental, written for The Gay Divorcee, and winner of the first Oscar ever awarded in the Best Song category. The vocalist on that March 1935 recording was Jerry Mango. The Continental was composed by Con Conrad, Norman Gimbel, and Eddie Haywood, with the lyric by Herb Majidson. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Last week, November 29th, marked the birth in 1895 of William Enos. You probably know him better as Busby Berkeley, one of the greatest choreographers in U.S. movie musical history, and director of 42nd Street, Gold Diggers of 1935, Footlight Parade, Hollywood Hotel, Stage Struck, Gold Diggers in Paris, Babes in Arms, Strike Up the Band, Girl Crazy, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, Babes on Broadway, and For Me and My Gal. He started his career in the U.S. Army in 1918 when he was a lieutenant in the artillery conducting and directing parades. After the war, he staged camp shows for the soldiers. Back in the U.S., he became an actor and assistant director in a small acting troupe. He never used more than one camera in his films, and he was the first to show close-ups of the chorus girls. In 1933, Daryl F. Zanuck, chief producer of Warner Brothers, called him in to direct the musical numbers of their newest project, the backstage drama 42nd Street. 42nd Street was a smash hit, and Warner Brothers knew who made it such an extraordinary success. Busby Berkeley, as well as the composer Harry Warren and the lyricist Al Dubin, got a 7-year contract. Busby Berkeley created musical numbers for almost every great musical Warner Brothers produced from 1933 to 1937. He died March 14, 1976. Here's a set of songs from Busby Berkeley musicals.
Lavina is presenting Hal Kemp and his international favorites. Our next number is Shuffle Off to Buffalo.
Had the rice, the flowers, the knots, is tied. Why, I can visualize such happy hours close by your side. The honeymoon in store is one that you'll adore. I'm gonna take you for a ride. I'll go home and pack my clothes. You'll get your these and those's, and away we'll go. On off we're gonna shuffle, shuffle off to Buffalo. To Niagara in a sleeper, there's no honeymoon that's cheaper, and the train goes slow. On off we're gonna shuffle, shuffle off to Buffalo. Someday the stork may pay a visit and leave a little souvenir, just a little cute, what is it? But we'll discuss that later, dear. For a little silver quarter, we can have the Pullman porter turn the lights down low. On off we're gonna shuffle, shuffle off to Buffalo.
At the honeymoon hotel. Honeymoon is going to be my hobby. Don't you think a honeymoon is swell? Wait until we walk into the lobby of the honeymoon hotel. Cupid is the night clerk. He's the stars above. He just loves his night work, and we just love to love. Oh, I'm a mister looking for a missus. As a missus, you'll do very well. Bring along your things and all your kisses at the honeymoon hotel. Thank you. how about a little celebration to the jingle of a wedding bell? And how about a little reservation at the honeymoon hotel? Honeymoon is going to be my hobby. Now don't you think a honeymoon is swell? Honey, while we're walking through the lobby, let me hear those wedding bells. Cupid is the night clerk, 'neath the stars above. He just loves his night work, and we just love to love. Oh, I'm a mister looking for a missus. As a missus, you'll do very well. Bring along your things and all your kisses. A little kiss each morning at the honeymoon hotel.
From Footlight Parade, Chick Bullock and his orchestra with a vocal by Chick Bullock and Honeymoon Hotel. Chick Bullock was preceded by Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians and Dubin and Warren's Young and Healthy, Dick Powell's big solo in 42nd Street. The vocalist was Tom Waring, and that was recorded on November 4, 1932. And we began with another number from 42nd Street, Shuffle Off to Buffalo, Hal Kemp and his orchestra from a 1934 radio transcription. The vocalist was Skinny Innes. We have time for one more quick song from 42nd Street. Here's Hal Kemp once again.
A rhythmic finish to our show now in 42nd Street.
I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.